Hey, what's going on? We're live, we're live, we're live. Let's make sure audio, everything is working good. We look good. All right, what's going on, guys? So this is the second part of the series. There's the real estate wholesaling crash course. There's the second part of the seven-part series. The idea here is to share with you the details, everything that there is to know about real estate investing, and especially wholesaling. If you're here, you're looking to make money from home, you're looking to work part-time, you're looking to basically build the kind of lifestyle you want on your own terms, you're looking for a way that you can build a big, huge income from home without any rules, you're looking to make a lot of money, you don't have time to be buying equipment all over the whole place. You know, for most traditional business, you have to buy huge equipment and things like that. You don't have to maintain any kind of inventory. You don't have to maintain employees if you don't want, okay? At the very minimum, you don't have to start with having employees. You can start making money all by yourself. And you only need low to zero upfront investment, okay, if any at all. And you don't need any licenses. There's no degrees required. You don't need to move across nations, across the world. You can literally do this from your backyard, anywhere you are in the United States. But here's a quick secret. You can actually do this from outside of the country if you want to. It's a digital age and anything is possible remotely. And more importantly, you have a product that's basically backed by a bill that we all have to pay. We have to pay for real estate one way or the other. Either you're paying for yourself or you're paying for your landlord. It's completely up to you and it's your choice, okay? But more importantly, you don't need any kind of cash, big capital cash. You don't need good credit to do what I'm sharing with you in this series. We call it the wholesaling strategy. We call it the real estate wholesaling strategy. It's a type of investment strategy. It's an option that you must have in your arsenal. You must have this in your back pocket because you can make a lot of money even if you're doing it completely, even less than part-time. So in the last series, we covered the overview. I shared with you some details. So if you haven't seen that, make sure you go watch that first. I think it's about 48 minutes. Make sure you watch that before you come to this particular series. Before we get started in today, I do have a free book available for you if you haven't downloaded it. If you really want to take this serious, it's a book you should read 10 to 15 times. At the very minimum, read it the first time. It's an enjoyable book. There's a lot of stories in it. My story with real estate. And it's a 300 plus pages book, but very easy to read. It's large print. You can get it for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you want the paperback, it's also available. The book, the audio book, and Kindle is also available on amazon.com as well too. The second offer I have for you, it's not required. I'm just letting you know what they are. It's called the 3PillarSystem.com. It's only $10 per month. If you want step by step and you want to take this very seriously and have access to me to ask questions, if you're looking for buyers for your deals and things like that, I have you covered on that. Mentorship plus getting your deals closed. I mean, you can't really beat that. So let's get into the course. Of course, on this particular episode, I want to talk about finding the deals. Okay. I want to talk about finding deals. I can't tell you how big of a deal that is. What I can tell you is that if you don't know this, you can't really make money in this business. Okay. But there's a few things I want to share with you when it comes to finding deals. Okay. Finding deals, it's a little tricky because a lot of people think of that as some kind of thing. It's not really a thing. It's not about the houses. It's about finding a deal. A deal has to do with the numbers. How do you make sure that this is a profitable deal, right? So there's a couple of things there that I wanted to cover on today's deal. But before I dive in too far into that, what is the meaning of finding a deal in real estate wholesaling? I think it's very important in one or two sentences tell you what wholesaling is as a review, right, before we dive into that. All right. So wholesaling is simply the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties. So when you find a deeply discounted property, right, now you've mastered wholesaling. That's it. Okay. What do you do with it? That's advanced stuff. We're going to talk about that. Okay. How do you assign that property or the contract on the property, right? How do you assign that to a cash buyer for a fee? $10,000, $20,000, $82,000. As a matter of fact, I just got a lead right now. It's a lead up north New Jersey. Okay. What is it? Okay. Basically, it's a house that we need to add a level to. Okay. So it's a from Africa, we call this bungalow, but it's a one level, one story building, residential, one single family house, four bedrooms, three bathrooms, a beautiful home, but not beautiful enough for the neighborhood. The neighborhood is in the up and ups. Okay. How much are we paying for it? Watch this. Okay. We're paying about $825,000 for it. Okay. Why would I do something crazy like that? Within a mile radius in the last 6 months, okay, two properties sold for $1.9 million, okay? Watch this, okay? Good examples here, okay? It's happening in real time as we're talking right now, right? Two properties sold for 1.9, a couple of properties sold 1.4, 1.3, and like that, okay? So what are we going to do with this property? Okay, there's a lot of creative things you could do with that property. First of all, there's a divorce situation in the deal. Okay, second of all, there's a foreclosure. So there are two motivations why they need to sell their house, even though there's a lot more they could do to it. If they were in a good situation, right, the couple, right, they could literally add 2,000 square feet to the property, or they can rebuild the property a brand new 5,000 square feet. And it's all of a sudden worth $1.9 million. How do I know? Because there are comparable sales within 1 mile radius in the area sold in the last 6 months for $1.9 million. When I did the assessment, property is worth $1.865 if we're done with the work. Okay. So now let's do the math real quickly. We're paying $825. Okay. Not $825. Sorry. We're paying $900,000, right? We're going to put a $500,000 into doing the work because it's a fancy area. So the materials you're going to be using, that you got to make sure everything is right. So we spend, let's say, approximately, maybe less, maybe more, about $500,000, right? So $500,000 plus $900,000, how much is that? That's $1.4 million, right? We sell it for $1.8. How much is that? That's a $400,000, right? So we invested how much? I'm going to do the quick math real quick, right? This is if you have the cash, right? We're going to talk about you not having the cash. So stay tuned for me, right? So I'm just giving you an example before we get into, you know, this is why you need to find these deals. The topic of today is finding the deals, okay? But this is why you need to find the deals. We already know what we're doing. It's wholesaling, right? Why are we finding deals is the topic today. I need to make sure I drive this home before we go into deeper, right? So we spent how much? We spent $900, right? Plus $500,000. That's conservative, by the way, right? We spent $1.4, right? We make $1.8, right? So $400,000. So let's see the return on investment. $400,000 in profit. Just estimate. Divide that by $1.4 million. Which is the investment, right? Right? How much is that? We're looking at about 28.6% return on that investment. Anytime somebody will spend $100 and make $28 back, you can do that over and over and over again. And there are investors willing to do that every single day. And all you have to do is help these investors, because they're busy guys. They're busy guys that are busy with projects. They're busy adding a level, adding another story building to the property, or wiping out the building or building the brand. They're busy with that, right? And many of them just tap into people like you and I to help them find the next deal, right? So if you help an investor find a deal where they can turn every $100 to $128, that's $28 profit, $29 profit. If you can do that, investors will basically pay you, okay? Watch this. They'll pay you $10 for every time you do that. Okay, what? They make $18, right? Okay, let's say they pay you $5 every time they do that. For every $100, they can turn to 128. You help them find the deal, they'll pay you $5 for that. How much does it take you to find this deal? You made $5, right? If it takes you $1 to find this deal, right? Then you're basically turning $1 to $5 every single time. And you're making even a lot more return on investment on that money than even your investor. But you deserve it because you help them find the deal. Okay? So today we're talking about find the deal. And I gave a few hints on how to find the deals, right? I mentioned the particular lead I'm talking about is divorce and pre-foreclosures. And those things are life events that are happening in people's life every day. Okay? And basically they're public record. Every time somebody is going to divorce, it's public record. Every time somebody is 3 months behind on their mortgage payment, it's public records, right? They have two different motivations. They already moved out of the house. The wife moved on, the husband moved on, and now they have this house that no one is paying mortgage on, so it's gone to foreclosure. So they have a motivation to want to sell it cheaply. Okay, so your idea is you find these deals, but how do you find these deals? Okay, you have to find a lead first, all right? Because not everything becomes a deal, right? You need leads to turn to deals. You need a lead to turn to a deal. A lead is basically a prospect. It's a person that potentially will be willing to sell a property and sell it to you for a few dollars. Okay, you get the idea. You find a lead. It turns to a deal, but a lead, these are people, okay? So we're gonna talk about people. You can't we can't really do this business. We can't do this business without people. We need people in order to do this business, okay? That's really the honest truth about this. We need people in order to do this business. It's people that you need, not houses. This business is not about houses. See, there are tons of houses around you. You can go outside and you'll see ton of houses, right? Those houses mean nothing. Those houses mean nothing to you until you find a owner, right? An owner, a distressed owner with a distressed home ownership. They're tired. Something happened in their life. They need to get rid of the property, right? Something happened in their life. They lost their job, right? Whatever. A death in the family, right? They inherited a house that nobody wants, right? Most people don't want a house they inherit, right? So they were looking to sell it. Now, the best thing they could do is they could go to a real estate agent, list it on the market for 60 days, right? And if they have the time in the world, sure, right? But most people don't necessarily have the time in the world. Are we making sense? All right, so hopefully you're not hearing too much noise from the background. I do have some visitors over. All right, so let me repeat that again. There are life events that happen in people's life: pre-foreclosures, divorce, bankruptcy, right? Things that put people in a position where they're desperate to sell a house. That is not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, so what you do is you go there to serve them. You help them get rid of the house. And what does that mean? You got to put the house in the hands of investors that will surely add the value that the property needs. Okay? All right, guys. So give me one second here. Just got to make sure that I keep it down around here. Got to make sure we keep it down. Give me one second right here. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. So we're back on live. We're back on live. So let's talk about there are five different ways to find this. Well, again, public records at your local county houses, you'll find lists like pre-foreclosure. You'll find the people's mortgage records, people that are in pre-foreclosure, people that are late on their mortgage payments, people that are late on their taxes, right? You will find these people. They are listed at your local county houses, okay? But the best part about this is that there are services that list these things online already for you, and they've arranged them in a place where you can easily retrieve this information and you can contact these homeowners, okay? So you don't have to go to your county houses. If you want to do that, you want to go get to see it, feel free to do that, but you don't have to, okay? There are services for as low as $20, $25, $35, $97 that you pay per month to have access to all the list of all these public records as much as you need. Okay, so some of these public records, let me go through a few of them that you probably should know about. Again, like I said, you have pre-foreclosures. You also have there are different type of leads that you need access to, okay, in order to be able to do this business, but they're also very available right from the comfort of your home. There are vacant properties, okay? Imagine a property that is vacant, right? These are properties that are boarded up, depending on what kind of neighborhood you're in, right? You see these houses, there's wood and logs on the doors, and they are locked up, and people have broken in, and these houses are not, they are called non-performing assets, okay? Nobody is making money from this house, and nobody is enjoying this house as a home, right? The city in general do not want these homes on their blocks. The more of those type of houses, vacant houses you see in the city, the more run down that city is, and that's the less of what they want, right? So if you're in a business where you help the city get rid of this kind of houses, it's actually another way to build goodwill and attract opportunities to yourself as well too. So you have vacant property, you have absentee owners, right? Absentee owners are basically properties that are owned by owners that live out of state, right? Or they don't live in the property, right? So a lot of people purchase property as the second investment properties and things like that, but they get into a situation where the tenant left and they couldn't rent it out any longer, or because they didn't have the time, they didn't put it on in front of the right market. So the house is sitting down there again, becoming what you call a non-performing asset. So absentee owners are also good leads to go after, because they literally have a house that's not producing, and you can help them get rid of that house and get it to an investor that will put the house back in the right position and make the house produce, and you can be in between and make money all day long. Your job is to help the investors find these leads, okay? Find these leads so they can close them as closed deals, okay? You also have pre-foreclosure. I mentioned that you also have bank-owned property. So when the property goes through a full-blown foreclosure process, pre-foreclosure is basically when a house, somebody has not paid on it for 3 months straight, right? Then it gets into a process called the lease pendings, depending on what state you're in, right? But here in New Jersey, basically after about 3 months, the house gets into a stage called the lease pendings, which means a pending lawsuit, excuse me, against the homeowner to get the house back. So that process takes about 10, 11, 12 months before they finally take the house away from the homeowner. If it's in a really, really bad market, it can take up to 3, 4, 5 years. That happened when the market crashed in 2008. A lot of people did not pay for years and they still held on to the property. So the process is a long process. You can, in between that time, approach the homeowner and buy the property from them. And there are multiple ways to buy the property that are pre-foreclosures or from people. So if that foreclosure goes all the way through, usually somebody is owing $400,000 as an example, right? They're owing $400,000 on a home that's worth $200,000. So now the bank goes to auction and they need someone to pay $359,000 off in order to purchase. That usually doesn't happen. So the bank takes the property back anyway from the homeowner. That means they actually foreclose on it, but they go assess the property value, right? And then when they do that, they determine what it's truly worth, which is usually somewhere around 120, 140, something stupid like that, compared to how much they sold it for, or the mortgage against it, right? When they find out what it's worth, they list it back on the market with an agent. Now the bank lists it back on the market with an agent. At that point, it's called a bank-owned property. They're basically foreclosure that has been foreclosed on. And when they call them, they also call them REO, which stands for real estate owned properties. Okay, so it just means a full-blown foreclosure. That's all it means. And then you also have trust properties that are owned by trust. You can go after them. Usually investors, not usually, sometimes investors that own these properties, they don't care about these properties. They're looking to get rid of it. And then you also have high equity properties. Basically, what it means is that they owe very little on the property and the property is worth a whole lot more. These are properties that there's no real motivation, like life events, for them to sell, but you never know. You can go after this type of leads as well. And sometimes it's old person looking to get rid, they don't want to deal with it anymore. They just want to get rid of it. It's another type of lead. They also have low equity. Low equity means they owe a whole lot, almost as much as the property is worth. Sometimes because of the low equity, they need to get rid of it. In that case, a low equity or underwater, meaning zero negative equity, you will have to use short sales as a strategy to acquire the property with the agreement of the homeowner and the bank. You need the bank to agree to take less than what is owed on the property and the homeowner. So that's another type. That's the type that I made a whole lot of money from back in 05 to 08. And then upside down, I just mentioned that that's negative equity, meaning they owe a lot more than the property is actually worth. All right. So you have free and clear as well, meaning they don't owe anything on the property, but you also have those that they can't fully tell. Like there's no numbers. They can't tell if they owe any money on it. There's no records. Those are also good leads to go after, by the way. And you have for sale by owners, you know, anybody leased a house, expired. These are all type of leads you can go after and offer less than what the property is actually worth. Remember, what you're looking for is deeply discounted properties, okay? You need to put deeply discounted properties under contract so you can sell that contract to an investor for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. That's the idea, okay? So I've shared with you all these different types of leads, okay? But there are five main different ways that you can go after them, okay? Five different ways. Now, if you're doing it for the first time, for your first deal, we use this, the phone, okay? But there's a way to use the phone that I'm going to share with you as time goes on. But basically, we use the phone. Why? Because everybody's attention is here now, okay? Everybody's attention is on their phone. Chances are you're watching me on your phone right now. So everybody's attention on their phone, either by way of text messages, WhatsApp messages, or any of these other group messenger messages, Facebook on their mobile phone, and that's where people's attentions are, right? So primarily in this business, you're basically a marketer. And as a marketer, the best thing you can do for yourself is to basically learn where the attention is, and put all your offers in front of the people, in front of where the attention. So the attention used to be on TV, right? Well, it's still on there, somehow, somewhere, a little bit, right? But it's disappearing into mobile apps. It used to be on laptop. Well, I'm using my laptop right now because I still need to. But most people do everything they do digitally by way of their smartphone, okay? So you need to go where the attention is. So there are five different ways, basically, where the attentions can be and where you can capture people's attention and offer them to buy their property. Okay. Basically, you're going out there and say, I want your property. And then after they say, yeah, I want to sell. Why do you want to sell? Well, I'm going to divorce. I'm for pre-foreclosure. I don't want this piece of thing. I just need to get rid of it. And you're looking for those kind of people, right? And basically, you need to find those people. And how do we do that? Five different ways, okay? The traditional methods are cold calling. Basically, you're calling people on the phone. You find their phone numbers for these homeowners, and you call them and say, hey, I was wondering if you are open to entertaining offers on this property at this address. I was wondering if you would like to sell this property at this time. And you're looking for yes, no, maybe, F you, go to hell. You're looking for all those kind of answers, but you're looking for yes, okay? And sometimes a no will turn to a yes, and sometimes a maybe will turn to a yes, and sometimes how did you get my number will turn to a yes, right? We have all of that on the possible, the seven possible answers you're gonna get are basically between yes, maybe, no, how did you get my number, if the offer is right. I just said five, right? And F you, right? That's a sixth one that I'm not remembering right now. I'll share that with you later, okay? Those are the possible answers, okay? Basically, about five of those answers are not yes, but they can be turned to a yes. And then you have yes, right? And that's six, right? And then the F you's or the negative answers, we don't worry about them. It's okay. It's all good. We just keep it moving, okay? There are people that may be having a bad day. You don't know them. They don't know you. Don't take it personally. You just keep it moving. That's cold calling. That's the number one way, and that's the way I advise today. That's the way I advise you to go after your first deal. If you go after your first deal, you close your first deal, you make $10,000. For life, you will never go backwards again. You need that first deal. See, the distance between where you may be right now and that first deal is the most important thing in all of this. Everything from the first deal to your 10th deal to your 25 deal to your 100 deals are not as important as going to your first deal, because basically before you get to your first deal, you need to believe that you can do this, right? But after your first deal, you now know for a fact that you can do this, and all you have to do is do it over and over and over and over again. So that's the first one, cold calling. The second one is called driving for dollars. As you drive around town, by the way, I don't encourage this, but some people swear by it. I don't do it because I don't think it's the most efficient way for me to use my time. So some people say, hey, you're going to drive around, you see houses with overgrown weed, houses with violations, basically houses with signs on the door that says everybody should evaporate from this property, houses with that looks like nobody has entered the place in a while, houses that need a lot of help, houses that looks like a rundown in the neighborhood, and you want to write the address down and basically drive around town and look for houses like that, write down the addresses, and you go back and find the phone numbers through a process we call skip tracing. It's called skip tracing. You find the phone numbers, and basically it leads you back to cold calling, okay? So it's driving for dollars. It's not a standalone strategy because you still need to call them, okay? So that will be the second type. Some people have another one, third, right? They call it knocking on doors. I do not encourage it, okay? Because if you're knocking on doors in the wrong neighborhood, that could turn to something else. I don't encourage it, but some people swear by it. I just don't encourage it, knocking on doors of strangers when they were not really expecting me. Plus, it defiles my rule of attraction marketing, which is what I teach inside of 3pillarsystem.com. Attraction marketing is all I focus on. So in other words, if somebody is not a yes, I don't want to work with them, because there's abundance of people in this world that need my help, okay? And I want to focus on those people only, and period and point blank. All right, so that's the third one, knocking on doors of neighborhood and just say, hey, I was hoping if you're looking to sell this out right now. Well, it's kind of strange, it's a little weird, but some people swear by it. So that's the third one. The fourth one is called direct mailing, okay? I still like direct mailing, but it can be very expensive, okay? Definitely not as cheap as using your phone, okay? Basically, you send letters to a ton of houses. You have to send letters to a lot of people. When I got started in 2005, that was how I got started. I was lucky enough to have been trained by people that, you know, that, oh, marketing, that's how you find deals. You need to find leads. You need to find deals, right? And funny enough, I see people sometimes try to do this business and they're not looking for leads. And I'm like, okay, how do you expect money to come again? Money comes from only one place, from people. That's it, okay? So you need to find leads, people. You need to find people that are looking for your services, that will enjoy your services. There's no way around it, because your money is in the hands of somebody else. Hands as we talk. So you need to attract that money to you by serving them. I mean, it's so simple, profoundly simple, that I have to remind people all the time, consistently finding leads, consistently finding deeply discounted properties by finding the people that own them, right, is how we make money here. Okay, nothing else. Everything else is advanced that you can learn later on. If you master that, I got you on the rest of it. I'll make you a lot of money, okay? So that's that. So direct mailing. And there's a fifth one, okay? There's a fifth one. And there may be a sixth one. The fifth one is you can use Facebook marketing. You can use Google AdWords. You can basically put an ad somewhere on Facebook and say, hey, I buy houses, right? And when people respond to those ads, you basically offer them your offer. And you find leads like that. But you need to do those in tons of them too. You need to do them in mass, because not every lead is going to turn to a deal. Because if every lead was turned into a deal, think about it, everyone would be doing it, right? So it's a numbers game. It's about finding 100 leads. When one turned to a deal and you close $10, $15, $20, $30,000, it's worth it, especially if all 100 leads cost you pennies to find them, right? So that's one. So we talked about cold calling. Talk about driving for dollars. We talked about door knocking, right? We talked about online marketing, okay? We talked about online marketing, direct mailing, okay? So those are all the methods. To close your first deal, focus on using the phone. And that's what I focus on teaching people right now. Not only is it the most easiest and cheapest to do, but it's also very scalable. After you do your first deal, you can now hire people. You can literally hire people overseas, make your calls for you. They can call you for $3, $4 an hour, right? They just call people and filter people. And when they find somebody who is interested in selling, they pass that over to you. You talk to them and you give them an offer. You go visit the house, you give them an offer, and you're doing business, okay? But I want you to do it yourself. You close your first deal. What do you need to do this? You need 1 hour per day. Okay, you can do it for as less as 1 hour per day, 5 days a week. How many hours is that per week? 5 hours per week. And you've set up a few tools that will cost you less money than you've ever spent in your life, okay, on a particular day, less than a cup of coffee per day, okay? And you can do this over and pound and pound and pound until you find a lead that will turn to a deal. I will close a deal, and even better yet, you can turn some of your deals to partners, and you can expand this empire as big as you want, completely on automation. How does that sound? Okay, so everything I just explained to you is actually like 1, 2, 3 step, and once you set it up, it's set up, and you can use it over and over again, because basically I will train you the way I use the 3-pillar system. Remember, value. I must have something to offer you. From your perspective, it must be valuable, right? That's value. That's the first pillar. The second pillar is automation, okay? Automation. I'm not going to be doing like this and be dialing people. No, there are automation. There are systems that does that. And I call 3 people at the same time, if you want. Call as many people. Call up to 100 people, 85 people in an hour, right? Until you find a deal. Basically, automation. And then people. Okay, the whole idea of value automation is so we can reach people. Those are the 3 pillars of this game. And how you set all that up is what we have on 3pillarsystem.com that I train you step by step. And not only that, I bring you in the back. So I show you everything that's going on a daily basis as I'm training people that are working for me. And you get to come in the back office, open the curtain, pull the curtain, so you can see everything that's going on back there. So that's the gist. That's the gist of finding leads, finding deals. Okay, that's the gist right there. And let me just make sure that I cover everything. Okay, there's a couple of things that we're going to talk more, like, for example, on the next part, we're going to talk about finding motivated sellers. Of course, leads, when I say leads, I'm basically lumping everything together. Every house is a lead. Okay, you just never know what anybody is going through, right? You give a card to somebody, you say, hey, here's my card, we buy houses. You know, I refer, you know, let me know if you find any house that somebody needs to get rid of. Oh, by the way, I pay a minimum of $1,000 referral fee. It can be $1,000. It can be more. It can be, why do I say that? Because if I'm making $10,000, I can give $5,000 to people. If I'm making $10,000 net profit on a deal, if somebody brought me the deal, especially if they're going to do that over and over, I pay them 50% all day long. That's $5,000. I'll pay them a minimum of $1,000 for referring the deal to me so they can do it over and over again. All right. So every house is a lead. Every person I know is a lead, because then I can ask for referrals. I can say, hey, when I call somebody and somebody picks up the phone and I say, hey, 123 Main Street, that's your house. Did I call the right number? Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you're looking to sell that house right now. No, I'm not looking to sell that house right now. Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, quick question. Do you know anybody that may be looking to get rid of a house right now? I'm looking to buy a house right now. I'm a private investor, right? Right? If you say that, you're asking for referrals. They may say, oh, no, I don't know anybody. All right, thank you. If you did know somebody, would you be able to forward my number to them, by the way? Right? Asking for referrals. Everyone is a lead, all right? But we got to narrow down that. We have to narrow that down. So on the next, we're going to be talking about finding motivated sellers. Okay, we're going to be talking about motivated sellers. So not every lead will be a motivated seller. And again, like I said, I want to help you learn how to do this game, because you have to put all your energy, okay, to where the resources will be most rewarding, okay? Because you only have so much energy. You only have 24 hours in a day. You only have a certain amount of money. I don't care if you are Warren Buffett. There's a limit to how much you have, even if you're Jeff Bezos, right? So all those people become who they are because they learn how to manage resources, time, and money. Does that make sense? They've learned how to manage time, resources, money, energy. So because of that, even though, yes, everyone is a lead, I don't want you to start going and go crazy and just not have some kind of strategy. You should have a strategy behind how you find your deals. So because of that, we've talked about how we go after the leads, right? And the kind of leads we go after. We talk about the high equity. We talk about pre-foreclosures. We talk about vacant properties, absentee owners, right? We talk about tax delinquent list, people that owe taxes, right? We have all those people, right? So we talked about all of them are leads. but not all of them will be motivated sellers. And the way we do this, we're looking for deeply discounted properties. Why will somebody give you their house for deeply discounted property? Because they have a motivation, and not all motivation will become a motivated seller. So how do you find the motivations that become motivated seller? And how can you talk a motivation into motivated seller? Some people need to really sell, but they're just not motivated. They're delusional. They think their property is worth $100,000 when it's only worth $30,000. There are people out there like that. And sometimes how you talk to them makes all the difference, because you may be the God sent to them to educate them on what the properties in the area are going for. So we do a lot more than just making money. We actually help humanity. Okay. I tell people all the time, they say, oh, you know, I'm not looking to give my house away. Like, listen, if you're not looking to give your house away, that's the least thing that I want, obviously, because I can't make money if I don't serve you, if I don't help you get what you want. What do you want for your house? Let me help you get what you want. How much do you want? You want $1 million? Well, the house is worth $400,000. Well, I want to help you get $1 million. How can we add that value to this property so you can get $1 million? You need to repair it. You need to list it on the market with the agent so that everyone can see it for 100 days. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't have the time to repair. Yeah, you don't have the time to repair. So let's go back to fair market value. What is your property worth today? Okay, I'm an investor. I can get you cash 10 days. We can close right now. This is the amount of money because I'm buying time. I'm buying you time. Right? Because you don't have time, right? So I'm going to buy you time, help you get rid of this house. We can keep it moving. So this is a big service to people that really needs it. The people that needs it, they need to identify that they need it. Maybe not in the beginning of your conversation with them, but by the end of your conversation with them, they maybe say, you know what? You're right. And then all of a sudden, you turn them to a motivated seller. But you cannot turn a lead to a motivated seller if you don't know their motivation. It's the motivation that you will use. We're going to talk about that in details. So this was about finding leads. Remember, there are different type of leads. Everyone is a lead. But how you target them, direct mailing, door knocking, driving for dollars, cold calling, which is what I personally recommend right now because it's proactive. You go out there and you start calling people as opposed to set up ad and just wait. No momentum, no excitement. You will quit on yourself if you do that. So I encourage proactive methods now because I've seen it in myself. I've seen it in other people. It's cheaper, but it's much more a proactive strategy to go after your first deal. And after you close your first deal, it is absolutely scalable. You can scale it out and you can have a life of freedom like you want. Okay. Because at the end of the day, you're not coming here so you can work labor intensive type of activity. You're here because you want a life. You want to build a business, right? That you don't have to be involved with before it brings in money, right? You want to build a lifestyle of freedom. This is truly a lifestyle business, okay? But when you get to your first deal, we can help you scale that out. But to get to your first deal, it's as simple as 5 hours. Give me 5 hours per week and I can help you get this done. If you cannot produce 5 hours per week and you're here watching me, chances are you're on the wrong job, okay? Chances are you don't know what you want yet, and I feel for you because chances are you probably hate your job because they're using you so much. You're tired. You get knocked out in front of TV. By the time you come back, you need to create the time to do this, okay? Because absolutely the same reason why you can't do it, not having time, is the reason why you must create that 5 hours to get it done. Somewhere between 5 to 20 hours is what you need, okay? And depends, everything here depends on consistency. It's not about how hard. It's not about being overly aggressive. It's about showing up every day to whatever you commit to. It's commitment, consistency. I mentioned that on the last episode, right? It's commitment, consistency. And by that consistency, you build confidence. And guess what? You get to close deals. You get to close deals over and over and over and over and over again. And not only that, you can now train other people on how to do that. You can build a whole empire around it. See, let me share something with you. This is entrepreneurship at its best. The truth, it took me a while to understand this. The truth is that not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, okay? But some people wouldn't mind working with you if you create a nice job for them, right? If you create a job for them and they're working with you and they're helping you do this, right? And you split money with them on a commission basis, on a salary basis, right? I just had one of my VAs send an email today and say, hey, I'm bringing my my friend on. I think he's very good. He has experience. He's coming from another company, and we're hiring him. And you say, you know, listen, we're going to do competition here, friendly competition here to get some more deals closed. I'm like, yay. We empower people, right? We empower people. They empower us, and we create more jobs for more people. It's really, really, really a beautiful thing. So again, back to what we're talking about today is about finding leads, okay? I've shown you how to find the leads. It's at the county house. It's also available on websites such as foreclosures.com, foreclosures.com, realtytrack.com, redx.com. There's tons of leads on there. You can start calling them, okay? If you want to start going without the right training, without complete training, you can go hard. It's completely up to you. Theredx.com. It's also available on, where else? REI Pro. myreipro.com. REI stands for real estate investing. Okay, there's a ton of services out there that provides the list of leads for you, but you got to know what to do with it, and you have to have a strategy that's built around a system to do that, so you can scale out, so you can have a strategy, so you're not just throwing muds at the wall and hopes that something sticks. And that's what we handhold you instead of ThreePillarSystem.com on how to do. Just go to ThreePillarSystem.com. You can sign up for just $10. Don't forget, the book is absolutely available for free. Go get it for free. It's at SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. It's a 300 pages book. It's a good read. You need to read it 10 to 15 times in order to make this a part of who you are. You really understand the three-pillar system and how it works and why we get to make a whole lot of money. Okay? It's a beautiful thing. So hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Please click like. If I said anything during the session that made any sense to you, please click like at least once. It needs to turn blue. And make sure you share this with people that you know may find it useful as well. And if you have any questions, opinions, anything like that, you want to say hello, please use the comment box below. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.